Black babies in Wisconsin are nearly 3 times more likely to die than white babies across the state. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. But what's worse, the infant mortality rate, the rate at which babies die before age 1, is higher here in Wisconsin for Black babies than most other states in the country. This week, WUWM will explore how we got to this point and how doulas and midwives of color are working to change the narrative for Black families. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the Black infant mortality rate is higher than other ethnicities all over the country, and it's largely due to premature births.
So for a lot of families, there's this thing that happens when they find out they're expecting a baby. Once they get past the "is this really happening" stage and all the excitement that could come with knowing you're growing a life, in can set the worry. Are you eating the right foods? Are you getting enough sleep? Is this safe for the baby? What if there's something
wrong?
I asked myself these same questions. Last year was monumental for my family. My husband and I welcomed our daughter. During pregnancy, we went to every last doctor's appointment. We were always given literature about what was happening at each stage in pregnancy. After one appointment, I was reading the literature when something jumped out at me and my heart sank into my stomach. The mere fact that I am African American put me at risk for a less than optimal birth outcome. Not our levels of education, not our career choices, not what our home life is like. Thankfully, our daughter, who is now 1 year old, is healthy and happy. But why is the infant mortality rate for Black babies in Wisconsin so high?
56% of our infant mortality is connected in some way to premature birth.
Becky Rowland is the interim director of family and community health with the Milwaukee Health Department. A baby is premature if born before reaching 37 weeks.
And we know that when we have the pervasive ongoing stress of being a person of color in our country, that it impacts our birth outcomes.
Rowland says in Milwaukee and communities across the country, society has found it difficult to address the biggest contributor to premature births.
We talk about safe sleep. We talk about getting babies on their backs. But really, we know this is connected to stress.
Rowland says what we are seeing in Milwaukee in terms of the Black infant mortality rate is one of the consequences of such a segregated society.
Which has a lasting impact on people's physical, mental, emotional health.
In Milwaukee, infant mortality data is broken down by zip code. In 2017, 53206 had the highest infant mortality rate, 29.1%. Rowland says 2017 was an abysmal year for Milwaukee's infant mortality rate. 120 babies died before their first birthday. When broken down by race, African-American babies died at a rate of 18.1 per 1,000 live births, compared to white babies at 3.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. But the interim director of family and community health for the city points out that because health officials focus on trends, they don't jump to judgment based upon 1 year of data. Rowland says that while she's not a Black woman, the fact that so many Black babies are dying is heartbreaking. She says she can't help but wonder that if she were Black, if her story would be different.
I think I reflect a lot on my own birth outcomes. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and you know, I had a pretty complicated birth, and I wonder if I was a woman of color, if my baby would have survived. And that's messed up.
Rowland says Milwaukee is looking to move the needle on this issue, which is why the city is investing in hiring 4 doulas and a doula manager. Doulas have no medical training, but are there to support families before pregnancy, during labor, and after the birth. The program, when it begins, will be open to a limited number of Black women across the city. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.